Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Revelation 3, the verses 14 to 22. Revelation 3, 14 to 22. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say I am rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so that you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. My theme for reflection is Jesus wants us to commit wholeheartedly. Laodicea was a rich city with banks, textile factories, and medical businesses. The people at the church there were tempted to be materialistic like everyone else in their culture. So they were not very spiritual. Jesus spoke to them and showed how their faith did not match up with what they said they believed. He wanted them to show real love for him through their actions, not just words. My dear friends, this passage prompts us to examine the temperature of our spiritual lives. Are we truly passionate about our relationship with Christ, or have we become complacent and self-sufficient? Put differently, the passage encourages us to think about how much we care about our connection with Christ. Do we really love and want that relationship, or are we comfortable doing religious things without truly feeling God's presence? We should try to have a real, exciting relationship with him instead of just going through the motions. There are a few questions for reflection. How does our culture affect our passionate? How does our culture affect how passionate we are about our faith? And how can we make sure that money and doing things on our own don't distract us from staying spiritually strong? Think about how you practice your faith every day. Do you do it because you really want to follow and serve Jesus, or is it just something that has become a habit? What can you do to make sure your relationship with God is more exciting and real? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with open hearts, acknowledging the need for a renewed passion for our faith. Forgive us for the times when our commitment has wavered and we have become lukewarm in our love for you. ignite in us a fervent desire to know you more deeply and to serve you wholeheartedly. Help us resist the temptations of a materialistic and self-sufficient culture, and guide us in cultivating an authentic and vibrant relationship with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.